with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob is up safely in a tree trying to shoot a deer. So my buddy Chaz is with us. If you've been listening, you recognize that baritone voice. But Chaz is much more avid of a deer hunter. I'm a deer partier more than I am a deer hunter. Although I've been talked to by a couple of my Shartucky boys that, you know what, it's been a while since you shot a deer, Jop. You ought to have one. And I'm blessed to be able to go down to some really great hunting areas and probably could get one if I wanted it. So I'm leaning towards doing that again this year.
There's a lot of deer out there. Yeah, I was showing you the other day those pictures on the camera. We're seeing a lot of good-sized bucks out there.
Right.
A lot of does.
Yeah.
And actually, the DNR just came out with a thing. They want you to shoot more does.
Yeah.
It's part of their population control program.
Yep. They all taste the same, right?
Actually, the does taste better.
Right. Yeah. The testosterone's not running through their blood that in the fall like it is in the bucks.
And they're usually a little more tender because they're not, you know, fighting weight.
Right. Yeah.
And things. And now, one of the things that it's a go-to for me and the guys up at camp, my buddy Steph calls it VAP.
Okay.
It's venison and pancakes.
Oh, really?
And what we do is we just brown up some stew-sized cut-ups.
Oh, okay, so they're cubed.
Yeah, just cube up some extra steak, especially if you've got some odd-shaped stuff, right?
Oh, sure.
Brown it up, make a gravy.
Oh.
And just serve that over pancakes.
Ooh.
Oh, my God, it is so good. And if you make your gravy a little bit on the savory side, you know, put some rosemary in there. Get some garlic and onions to start.
Yep.
And it really makes a great filling meal. And a lot of times up at camp, especially when we're going to be out in the woods for all day,
right?
You want something a little more filling.
And right.
It works for breakfast. It works for dinner. I don't care. I'll eat it anytime.
VAP, huh? Never heard of that before.
It's one of those things, and my buddy Steph, everybody that in his family is like, you gonna make some more VAP?
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Yeah, right. Well, that's a cool one. I've never heard of that before. And so the gravy, what are you using for a gravy base? I mean, you're going to get some drippings off the...
You got some drippings because you're going to use some fat to brown your meat and stuff. And usually we will actually lightly bread the venison when it goes in, and that way you're starting your gravy base already.
Right.
And then you're just going to... A little bit of cornstarch solution to your flour and thickens it right up.
Yeah. Ooh.
And get your savory in early.
Okay.
So it cooks in with the meat a bit.
Yeah.
And then just make the gravy right around it all, one big cast iron pan.
Ooh.
And just have a stack of flapjacks sitting over there ready to go.
Right. Yep. So you got a jack maker and you got the sauce maker, and together they make a beautiful breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Yeah.
That would stick with you too, those pancakes underneath there.
Yeah. Another one that we always really love is just venison stew.
Yeah.
I mean, put those root vegetables and such in the pot, cube them up to where nobody's got to cut them, right?
Right.
You want them spoon size.
So you're doing potatoes, maybe carrots, onions.
Maybe a little rutabaga in there if you got access to it.
Right.
Then
take it off the turkey pile.
Yeah. Yeah. The turkey pile. But anyway, we get in there and, you know, just... I like to brown a lot of that stuff up before I throw it in the
pot. Same pan, though.
Oh, yeah.
Brown it up in there
before you
put the rest of the stew stuff in there.
And I just work everything through the cast iron. Now, I will switch to a different pan if I'm pre-making it. And
one
of the big things for camp, like you're doing, is you're taking a hot box.
Right.
I take a cold box.
Well, sure.
I got a cold.
Because you're doing it for days ahead. I'm doing it from the smoker to, I want to serve it in a couple hours.
But I load it all up in one of my crock pots, and I got a couple of those that got the snap down lids.
Yeah.
And you can let that thing set out in your trailer when November comes.
Sure.
For a couple of days, it's a big walkout refrigerator.
Right, right.
Then in the morning when you're going to go out to the blind, plug that thing in, set her on low.
Right.
She'll be perfect by the time you come in at dark.
Right, yeah, and ready to go.
Chili works that way.
Do you use venison in your chili?
Exclusively.
Is it ground or
I use the grind.
Okay. Yep.
And I'm a Michigan boy, so I've got some beans in there.
Yeah.
Yep. And lots of that garlic and onions in there as well. Yeah. Now, I don't put other vegetables in except for some tomato sauce.
Yeah.
And not a lot of that.
Right.
You know, I can get in with that. Now, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago when I was on, if the venison flavor itself is not all you, you can use a little bit of beef stock.
Right.
To kind of give that beef flavor in there. And whether you buy the stock or you mix it up out of the powder or whatever,
mm-hmm.
It can just kind of help transition it for the people that aren't that into venison.
Right. So venison steaks, right? They'll come off the rump end, and then, of course, there's tenderloins, and there's the back straps that everybody covets. Making all three of those areas of the animal are very lean, right? And venison, you buy a piece of beef, it's marbled. It's been bred, and the animal's just different. The meat itself has marbling in it. Veins of fat, really, is what that is. But fat is flavor when we make meat. The venison, Mother Nature has not done that to those muscles, right? So they're very, very lean, and they tend to dry out, right? Especially if you overcook them. So one of the things that I stumbled on, because it's the fall time of year, everything's being harvested. One of the things is apple cider. And what I've done with those steaks is I just get a Ziploc bag or a plastic Tupperware type container and put the steaks in there and just cover them with apple cider. There's a little bit of acidity in there, but there's a little bit of sweetness. And what that does is it takes some of that strong venison flavor out of the meat. And then maybe just 2 or 3 hours is there. It's in that just plain apple cider.
Even step it up a little bit with vac sealer.
Sure. Yeah.
Especially if you're going to marinate and throw it in the cooler to take it somewhere to cook.
Sure. Yeah. Easy way to transport it. You're exactly right because it's sealed. You know, you got to have a good trigger finger on your vac seal when you got liquid in the bag, but it works, right? I mean, you can perfect that. That's easy to do. But anyway, that when you take that out, obviously rinse it off, right? Pour the cider away. You're not going to reuse it for anything. And then just grill it. I don't use a hot grill, but not super hot, but just a minute on each side because I want that medium rare when I'm done. And it tends to cook a little quicker once it's marinated. So be careful.
And stay towards the rare side.
Yeah, right.
Because it's so lean, it will dry out so fast.
Right.
That you have to be very, very careful with that venison.
Yeah. So if I've got that cider profile on there, then I generally don't use a lot of other seasoning. I just like that apple. It just reeks of fall to me. This is a fall meal. And everybody that I've served that to has been like, wow, that's really good. I never would have thought of that.
Well, also the acid in it's going to help tenderize as well.
Right, right.
And depending on how your ven's cut, and you know, we're not talking about a 2,000-pound cow here.
Right.
This is a couple hundred pound animal, and that's counting the bones. So
right, yeah.
Your steaks aren't going to be huge.
Right.
You're not going to get a big porterhouse off of them.
Right, right. And the back straps are about the size of a tennis ball and maybe 16, 18 inches long if you got a big deer. And, you know, just cut those in like an inch and a half thick medallion.
Yep.
Right? Go right down that strap, and then you could marinate the whole thing. But I usually marinate them after I've cut them only because then I've got all four sides that are exposed to the marinade, right? And again, it gets a little more of that flavor in there. But you certainly could do it as a roast and just slice it at the table if that's the presentation
you're
looking for.
Yeah, if you're going to do it as a roast, make sure you got plenty of moisture in there.
Right.
You know, pour a beer in with your vegetables in there and put it in the crock pot and low.
Right.
And that venison, just like if you were doing beef, is eventually just going to kind of fall apart.
Right.
And it's going to make a great, great meal.
Yeah, it sure does. And it's nature's bounty, man. This is the time of year. The bow season started on October 1st, and gun is obviously the middle of November and the 15th when that starts. But this is a wonderful time to be in Michigan this time of year. You know, God paints a pretty picture when those trees start changing. And where we are in southern Michigan, it hasn't quite hit yet, but I'm sure in the UP, she's at peak or better, and as it creeps down the state, it's just a great time to jump in your buggy and go find it, because get out of the city, right? And get out in the country, and you'll see some amazing things right
Hey,
now.
Hey, and, you know, there's still some northern lights popping out.
Yeah, I heard that this
and,
year.
It's been quite the season for them. Take the color tour, take the girl, go have a ride.
Yeah, disappear for the weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not this weekend, because it's Pulaski Days. Right. But, well, you've been listening to Grilling, guys. We appreciate you tuning in each every week. Chaz, thanks for sitting in, brother. And Bob, we hope you got a deer. So
strap in case you take a nap.
All right. We'll talk with you next week. See ya.